If you talk about Martin Luther King Jr., for instance, every black person from New Orleans to Soweto, to everybody feels that he owns part of it. If you talk about Nelson Mandela, everybody feels like, he owned part of it. And even other events, for instance, Tiger Woods won the first prestigious golf tournament. Everybody was relating in Africa. He is part of African. You know, they feel that he is part of us. The same when O.J. Simpson was accused of murdering his wife. Blacks throughout the world were in solidarity with O.J. Simpson. You must look at it in that perspective, the Obama issue. All blacks, they feel that he is part of us. But secondly, look at it historically. It's an historic event. Even Americans themselves say so all the time.
Regarding Africa, the spotlight is much less on John McCain than it is on Barack Obama, the black man whose father, after all, was a Kenyan. Now, the media in Africa is saturated with stories about Obama, but obviously less so about McCain. What do Africans expect from Obama?
Africans, generally, there are lots of expectations. There are other Africans who think that the American policy towards Africa will drastically change, which I don't necessarily believe it might be a case. But other Africans, we think that at least there might be sort of a sober thinking in as far as global issues attached to Africa. Talk, for instance, about the issues in the WTO. Really, if you know how this protectionism of Americans and the Europeans is doing to coffee farmers in Ethiopia and Uganda, it's just unfair. It's an unfair global setup which is excluding the majority of the poor who unfortunately happen to be in Africa. So there's those expectations that perhaps Obama might understand exactly what does this. And it's not in the best interest of Africa alone. It is in the best interest of the world. So, there's a legitimate expectation in Africa that America will change.
Many Africans seem desperate to put their faith in Obama, an American who indeed is black, but has constantly stressed that he is an American first and an African-American second.
Absolutely.
Is the overwhelming interest, Manalisi, in Obama from Africa not perhaps a reflection in a way of poor statesmanship, of poor political leadership in Africa itself?
You can't rule that out. I mean, if Mugabe steals the elections daylight and, go about as the legitimate president of Zimbabwe and the African Union, in effect, legitimizes that theft, that fraud, really, people become so desperate that they are looking anywhere for leadership. And perhaps Obama might have come up in the right time. They might be having those expectations that here is a black American president who will understand exactly what sort of impact does this conflict do in Africa, while our own leaders are so comfortable in their palaces. People really want Obama to be the president just because Obama is black, without even knowing what is Obama stand for. I mean, if you can go to the streets of Africa and ask individuals, do you know Barack Obama? He said, yeah, who is he? He's this guy, this black guy who's standing for the president in America. Do you like him? Of course I do. What does he stand for? Two. Nothing. There are few who can tell. Others, they just like it because Obama is black and so our black boy is going to be the president of America. That's it.
What in your experience, Manalisi, do you think Africans think about John McCain, or do they even know he exists given the Obama factor?
They know that he exists, but they are just sick and tired of George W. Bush. And unfortunately, John McCain in Africa, they see John McCain as George Bush's third term.